This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
But Christ in me, there's hope.
And well, it's like this, like the suicide of your son. You said you instead of going to that place of despair and hopelessness, you said, I am encouraged that my son is surrounded in perfect love at this point. Yes. And, you know, that's a choice. That's an intention, is it not?
It's a comfort. So I guess, yes, it's an intention. I know God gave me that. Like, that is a clearer picture. More than the pain of Eli not being here. That reality of knowing he is being perfectly loved is more real to me than the loss. And but it's still a struggle, and we all deeply miss him. But we'll see him again.
Well, yeah, I know. I don't know if I can give this to you as a gift or someone who happens to hear this. All I can do is say, no liar shall enter the kingdom of God, so I will not lie before my father. But when I was living in the ghetto of Troy, New York, and I was a newly converted to Jesus Christ, he and I experienced together in my living room, it was a time after that I was awoken in the night, and it felt like a flood was coming out of my chest, that I went into my little dining room, and I was totally bathed in love. Mm-hmm. Totally bathed in love. And somebody said, maybe that was a down payment. Now, remember, I lost my dad, my mom had been an alcoholic. It's a lot of things there. So, you know, no one ever read a bedtime story to me. And so I was living on my own, you know, 14 years of age, living in a rooming house. And now, so I'd say that because if some people go, why didn't I have that experience? Well, maybe you had a family, or maybe he's dealing with you in a different way. We all have our different gifts. But I want to share this, that this love that was going through me was so intense. I said, oh, just put a robe on me. And I just go out and I'll love, hug everybody. But I instantly knew if this stayed that I wouldn't eat. I don't know why I thought about eating, but I said, you will die if on this level this remains. And so I just knew it, the super not knowledge. And this love went finally started to leave me, started to go down my face, down my chest, down my legs, and out of my feet. But years later, so that was like 30 years. That was almost 40 years ago that happened, but I still carry that as a little gift. And I think, so I'd like to share that with you and with others, but I also encourage others to have intention to look at the little circumstances, as I call them, hugs from the Lord. How did that happen? You know, I was thinking that I needed somebody to talk to me about forgiveness. And then this person happens to preach on forgiveness, or this person, or, you know, whatever the circumstance might be. So if we hold those and realize they're a hug, mm-hmm. and it's God's way of saying, I am here. Yeah.
I remember, like, an old friend of mine said, you know, I was like, I just feel so dry. Like, I'm walking in the desert and just feel so dry. And, you know, I'm a dumb sheep. And so, like, it's just the simplest things that are the most profound. And she said, soak. And I was like, soak? And yet, you know, when we are feeling so dry, or we're not feeling loved, we soak. Just soak in God's word. Like, allow ourselves to be drenched in his truth. And, you know, like, wow, I came out of that desert, you know, season, and, you know, felt refreshed. Being intentional about, you know, getting out into God's creation and letting it saturate me and fill my soul that gets so thin because life is just hard. And I mean, we weren't created to be able to take in the traumas that we experience every day. I mean, we turn on the news and it's like, somebody was killed. This happened in a school, high school. Then we just switch over to sports and weather, and we don't even process the amount of traumas that we experience in a day. And, you know, Jesus did it right. He had to get away and be, you know, by himself with the Lord. And in Florida, we don't have mountains, but we have the beach. And it is a beautiful place that God, you know, restores my soul so that I don't reach for things that might refresh me for a moment. Like, I have to be restored on a continual basis to, you know, be able to, you know, just live a normal day.
I remember hearing this, this lady wrote a book, How to Get Through What I'll Never Get Over. So do we entirely get over? I mean, the grieving process. I remember a relationship almost 40 years ago that I still think of this person, you know. And of course, I went through 8 years of grieving my mother until finally God said, look, you're either going to get bitter or get better. This is it. You've had your time of mourning. And I know biblically there's something in there. It's a lot less than 8 years that the Jews are allowed to mourn. How did you, you know, you had the betrayal of your husband, the death of your son. I mean, then the you know, the Lyme disease. How did you, when it comes to grieving though, how did you, you said when your book comes out, there'll be maybe a chapter on how to be intentional. You can be intentional not to sin. You can be intentional to get through grief. Could you expound a little bit for those of us who might need encouragement on how to get through what we'll never get over?
Right. Funny that you bring this up because it was a conversation I just had recently in, you know, things in life that just aren't right. They're not the way that things are supposed to be, you know, God's design. And I said, to this person, like, I'm never going to get over the loss of my son. I'm never going to get over, you know, like our family being fragmented after divorce. But you find a way to kind of find peace through it. And so, you know, the grieving process is messy. There's no, like, it's not a stepping, it's a, okay, I'm in denial, which is this nice sweet spot that God allows so that it doesn't overtake us. You know, and you might go in and out of, you know, all the phases of divorce, of grieving, and you might find yourself in a season of depression, and it's hard to see your way out of that. And yet, you know, knowing that it's not going to be forever, that this is a moment and or a season, and then coming to a place of acceptance, which takes a long time and a lot of work. To go, okay, I don't understand this and I never will. But God, I trust you. And I trust that you have plans for my life. And I know that you can use this experience. I am not the same person. And anybody that knew me before these heartaches, I did not have the depth that I have now. I did not have the empathy. You just don't know unless you go through something, how to hold that space with individuals in loss, in betrayal, in brokenness, in just really angry at God. And, you know, why would I be angry at God, you know, when I know in my head, where else am I going to run if not to God? But still, like, your mind goes there. And, you know, God's gracious enough, like I said, to that he can handle and he can hold even that anger. And then, you know, it's, you know, you go in and out of all of those, not stages, but those areas of grief, and, you know, finding other individuals that can help support you. Not always easy to find a good group, but I think no matter what you're going through, you know, having other individuals alongside of you is essential.
Well, I hold on to the fact that, you know, I mean, I didn't really see this in the scriptures till later in life when I needed to see it. And that is that Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. That Jesus, and then another, somewhere else it says, Jesus was a man acquainted with many sorrows. Now, you were betrayed. Jesus was betrayed. His friends left him, even denied him. In other words, whatever we are going through, mm-hmm. there is great comfort in knowing that flesh and blood came, Emmanuel, God among us, who experienced these things. Mm-hmm. So he knows where we are in the depths. But he also said, Jesus said, he who begins to plow for the kingdom of God and continues to look back is rendered of no service. You can't drive a car trying to look back or looking in the rearview mirror. You're going to have an accident, right? There comes a time where you have to have what you would say, Jenny Hunt, intention. And so we're about out of time. I just want to say, may God bless you. I'm looking forward to your book coming out. I personally believe that you're going to have an influence over many lives. And I can see you. I can see you at conferences in the future, and many women that might be men and women that are walking in a path of darkness that you can help with intention bring them to the light. So I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Keep us abreast of your progress, and when your book comes out, will you let us know?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me today, and, you know, allowing me to share my story. And sure.
Well, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Please.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Fulfilled, for his grace beyond all measure, for Jesus sacrificed the payment for my sin, for my life paid the price, that I might learn to sing.